What's good, family? It's been a long time, but we are back. Welcome to season four of the Coach's Box. I'm your host, Coach JP3, joined by Coach Murph and Coach Pace. And man, there's been some craziness in the NFL world, and we're going to try to tackle it all today. There's just been so much going on. We just going to chop it up a little bit about a lot of the moves that have been made in free agency as we prepare for the NFL draft. So, there are times where you look at your team and you say, yeah, like we up this year. Like we gonna make some noise. And there are times where you feel like you lost it. You're losing the offseason. So I think this is a good segue. I'm gonna throw it over to Coach Pace, our resident Rams fan. Go ahead. I think this is gonna be therapeutic. Get it off your chest, sir.
Hey man, Aaron Donald, I'm not gonna lie to you, that ruined my day. Aaron Donald really retired while I was at work. I was doing something with a patient, and all I see is a text come across my phone, Aaron Donald retired. And it was from ESPN. And all I did was yell out, "No!" The patient looked at me and was like, "Is everything okay?" I was like, "No. Aaron Donald retired." He's like, "Oh, I thought something was wrong with my test." I'm like, "Excuse my French, but I ain't even gonna say that. I'm gonna just say, in PG terms, I didn't care about your tests."
Okay, it's not about
There are more pressing things right now going on in my life. Okay. Aaron Donald retired. Bro, we supposed to run it back this year, man. We just solidified our line. Had a nice little signing, got another cornerback that we had during our Super Bowl run. I'm thinking we about to run it back, baby. And this man retires. I just wanted like 1 to 3 years. I didn't want too much because he was still dominating. I just wanted 1 to 3. And my boy left me high and dry. Unlike DeMarcus, we don't have the replacement. Who they gonna put right next to? I don't know. Now we gotta go look for somebody. I'm depressed, bro.
Is there anybody out there?
No.
Nah.
Is Chris Jones available? Because that's probably the next closest thing. And
He
he just
got his
signed a deal.
deal.
So I'm pretty much screwed, guys.
Chris Jones got what, 95 mil or something like that? Something crazy.
Yeah, I think 4 or 5 years, 95 mil.
Yeah, boy got what he deserved.
Yeah, and they probably still underpaid. I'm depressed, bro. I don't got nothing to, I just
When I read our text thread, it said AD retired. I thought you were talking about Anthony Davis. I was like, thank
Oh,
God.
that would have been much better.
I was like, no, wait, Aaron Donald? Oh, no, man.
My stomach hurt.
So, you ain't the only person that lost people, man. Jason Kelce, man. You're gonna be missed. Fletcher Cox. Bro, they were there through my whole fandom, man. I knew them when they were just little boys, when I was a little boy. I honestly thought Kelce, well, the Fletcher Cox thing threw me off. I didn't expect that coming down the pipeline, but I get it. But then Jason Kelce, I thought he was going to give us one. I thought this upcoming year was going to be his final year. But, like, man, him with Saquon, like, you had to give that at least one. Obviously, his decision came before the signing. I wish he held off a little bit, but it is what it is. He deserves to, ride off into the sunset. You got your, historic speech, you got your chip. You're well respected. Same goes with Fletcher,
But at least,
man.
like, so for those of you who don't know, Coach Pace and I are currently working with the police department to launch a full investigation the Philadelphia Eagles because
Facts, 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 facts,
as
facts, facts. Absolutely.
soon as Jason Kelce retired, next day they replaced him, like in less than 24 hours. As soon as Fletcher Cox retired, 24 hours later, they replaced.
Wait, there's no wait. Okay, first of all, there's no replacing Kelce.
But y'all have his replacement. Like, we not.
Yeah, we have his replace. But like, well, technically, y'all have a replacement for AD or for AD. Somebody's going. Exactly. You? Somebody, they're going to fill that position with somebody, is what I'm saying. They're going to be the replacement. Like, yeah, we have Cam Juggers that's going to be taking that center position, but like, that's still no Kelce. That's why when he said, do y'all have anybody or do y'all have his replacement? Then you mentioned Chris Jones because you were talking about in terms of production, not just somebody that's going to play, ask like somebody already on the roster that was going to take that position. We're talking about production. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's going to replace AD. Somebody's going to play that position. You act like y'all just going to run 10 people on the field for here on out?
No. Somebody's going to replace him, but that changes the whole defensive scheme. Like, that literally changes everything.
What do you think that's going to do with the offense with Jason Kelce?
Y'all still got Lane, and do y'all got what's the big guy? Like the 6'8", like
Jordan Mulata.
Yeah, y'all still got him. Who's the inside? Y'all got one or two interior guys too.
Listen, like, yeah, those guys are there, but what I'm saying is Kelce was the leader. He's the guy. Like, yeah, those guys are great at their positions, but he's the head. He makes all the calls.
Yes, he does.
Juggers is not going to step in that position.
I'm saying y'all drafted his replacement. Like, we don't have a replacement. Like, y'all got somebody y'all can slide in, is what I'm saying. I might draft somebody. I don't even know Aaron. Does Aaron Donald have a backup? Like, I truly did not know. I promise you, I don't know who Aaron Donald's backup is.
I
could not tell you.
Maybe y'all that's got not your team Davis for real.
To replace Fletcher Cox, and then y'all got Jalen Carter, who I mean is a man.
And we got Kenny Pickett to replace.
Boy, not a chance. Not a chance. He about to be out there like Mariota was last year.
Bro, that dude Flip really board. Is stuck yeah, in. Good. This dude is really stuck in Pennsylvania, bro. He'll just never leave.
I'm depressed, bro.
I think that's a good segue because, you know, I too lost some people.
But you gained something. Say it with me now.
I lost.
Wait, Steelers wait. Country. Let's
ride. Let's
y'all
go. Ride.
Y'all weld. Y'all weld. Let's weld.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something clever. Like when it first happened, I was like, yeah, it just doesn't sound the same. Let's build. Yeah, let's build. Right?
Huh? Hey, that sounds as corny as Russell Wilson is.
Yeah, but that ain't. But you know, Mike Tomlin too cool for that. He's like, bro, it's weak stuff.
That is, the standard is the standard. The standard is the standard. So, yeah, you know, we lost Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and I couldn't be happy.
But y'all lost Jonathan, too, though.
Yeah, that one.
The receiver?
Oh, Deontay? Yeah, y'all can replace him. He be on something. He half-hearted anyway.
Exactly. I'm not even worried about him because we going to – And the Steelers are good at getting receivers anyway. I mean, they already have a couple good ones on the roster, so it's all good. Like, but then what was it? We got Patrick Queen. That was a huge pickup. So I'm happy about that for our defense. So I think we head in the right direction. Russell Wilson's the only quarterback on the roster, and I'm still okay with that. Because the others didn't belong on the roster anyway. So I'm optimistic about this season. It's still going to be a heck of a division, though. But
yeah, y'all got a gauntlet. Y'all got a gauntlet. That's probably the best division in football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Hands down, the best division in football, like from top to bottom. But no, I'm optimistic. At least I feel like we can compete. Well, like we were already competing.
Mm-hmm.
Last year with Kenny Pickett Trubisky and Mason Rudolph as a quarterback. We get, you know, Russell Wilson in there. And I'm not, please don't let Russ cook. Like, he don't need to be having skillets and stuff like that. Let him be the microwave. He don't need to be him. Yeah, just let him be the microwave, right? You know what I'm saying? Russell, we need three plays this game. We need you to make three plays this game. That's it. Okay? And let Russ do those three plays. Everything else, business as usual. So, yeah.
I'm all right. I'm about to be like, you about to make me be like Ocho on the nightcap. Like, wait, let me write that down. You said let him be the microwave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No pots, no pans.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm gonna set this timer. This is all you got.
You better get it 3 minutes or less, my guy. 3 minutes or less. So yeah, but I think it'll be good. I'm happy. We finally got quarterback after Ben Roethlisberger. But what y'all think about, speaking of our division though, Lamar got a new running mate in the backfield. What y'all think about that? About Derrick Henry.
That's a problem. I told you on the chat, this is literally the definition of thunder and lightning. Right. Like, I feel bad for any linebacker, any corner, especially the safety. Like, I'm curious on how you're going to contain that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't let J.K. Dobbins come back to like 75% of what he was.
Like, I'm telling y'all right now, like, all y'all fantasy owners, buy stock in Zay Flowers. If this man doesn't go for at least 1,200, because, like, you're going to have to load that box up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad Bateman too.
Yep.
Rashad Bateman. They still got Andrews, and then I mean, likely.
Yeah, likely about to go crazy.
Yeah, they're.
Are they keeping Odell, or are they getting?
No, Odell needs to be a family man. Odell, just be a family man. Like, you're my favorite player, but like, bro, let it go. Let it go. Your lower body has failed you.
There was so many injuries. I mean, that happened. I mean, can we talk about the?
I think the Steelers won free agency though. Like for the most
Steelers.
Part. Yes, we did.
Yeah, I think the Steelers won free agency.
The Steelers. Wait, whoa. We got Saquon Barkley and Devin White. The Steelers.
No, y'all. No, y'all finessing, bro. We got an investigation on y'all. Y'all didn't win. Yeah, bro, how's y'all paying all these people with a $250 million quarterback? Bro, something is not adding up over there in Philly.
Yeah.
Bro, maybe they tampering something.
Mm-hmm. The books is off. I'm going to tell you that
right now. $3 is not making sense.
Hey, man, check the books, bro. Check the books.
Man, still damn, that's why we got the investigation. We're going to shut all that down. And that was another thing, too, because it was like DeAndre Swift goes to the Bears. And I'm like, yo, what's about to happen? Boom, 10 minutes later, Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. What?
Get him out.
Come on. And they gave him 3 years with that contract.
3 years, baby.
$100 million receiver, $250 million quarterback. The whole line is taken care of, which is a lot of money. Hmm. Lane Johnson costs a pretty penny. They signed a couple D linemen. I mean, well, D linemen, they got a couple rookies, so they don't rookie contract.
Yeah, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter on rookie contract. N'Kobe Dean is on a. Yeah, like the only people that really are like on the D line that aren't on rookie contract, but they're like not getting paid much is like Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat. They just re-signed because we almost lost Sweat, but he re-signed. Yeah,
then y'all just signed Devin White.
I'd have been salty because you know I would miss the you know the Sweaty J celebration.
What else y'all got? Y'all got bro. Y'all just paid Goddard.
We got money. We paid him 2 years ago.
Think y'all got. Didn't y'all just get C.J. Gardner-Johnson too?
No, He was with us during the Super Bowl run, and then we cut him. That's why he was talking all that trash when he went to the
Lions. They said he was signing back, so I thought he signed back. Okay. But bro, that money is funny.
It's fluid. The money's fluid. Liquid cash.
Listen, I'm gonna make sure the Eagles never see the field next season. That's my goal.
How about we lost an investigation on the Titans and the Falcons,
Bears,
and the Bears for the tomfoolery?
And the Chargers.
And the Chargers, yes. So I'm gonna start with the Titans because I think that's the easiest one to get rid of. And they did the right thing in firing their GM for not, you know, handling business last year with the whole the year prior because of not signing AJ Brown. But right. Then, yeah, instead of paying AJ Brown 4 years, $100 million at 25, 26, y'all go and spend 4 years, $92, $93 million on a 29-year-old Calvin Ridley. Make that make sense.
It don't.
On a down year for Hurts and that stale ass Brian Johnson offense, AJ Brown still outdid Calvin Ridley with Trevor Lawrence.
And they ain't got no running game now. Who in the backfield for the tight? Pollard?
Yeah.
Yes, Tony Pollard, injury prone.
Pollard and Spears.
Not moving a needle.
And Will Levis as your quarterback.
Yeah. If Tony Pollard couldn't move the needle with Dak and CD Lamb and company, what do you think he's going to do with Will Levis?
And get hurt.
Like the fact that y'all's top two wideouts are older, like D-Hop and Calvin Ridley is your one and two.
Yeah.
They're cooked.
Fresh off an Achilles injury. Y'all need to investigate Kirk Cousins.
Nah, his agent.
They got something on somebody.
Facts.
But y'all pay a guy fresh off of Achilles $180 million instead of giving up some draft compensation and paying Lamar Jackson, $200 million.
Yeah. That'd have been a nice little squad. But, I mean, Kirk is in good shape. He got a decent team. Their defense needs to improve. But offensively, they straight with Kirk. You know how I feel really bad for? Aaron Jones, man.
Yeah, they did him crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. They're gonna let my dude go and then he go to the Vikings and Kirk Cousins that ain't got a quarterback.
Right.
Bro.
All right, guess who that quarterback is? And it needs to be investigated as well. Bro, they signed Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah.
Sammy. Aaron Jones' career is over now. It's over. And let's go to that.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, the running backs, they were getting like some got done good. It was like 50-50. They did some good. They did some dirty. I mean, you know, Jacobs left. Mm-hmm. You got, you know, Jones getting cut. Mm-hmm. Mixon gets cut after taking a pay cut last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Mixon is a good back. I don't understand what that was
about. Hey, that's a great pick.
The Texans, though, yeah, like, even though that he got cut, and I'm like, dang, y'all did him dirty, I do believe that he's in a better position with the Texans more so than – and plus, what, no state tax, boy? You got you a young, up-and-coming quarterback that made the playoffs in C.J. Stroud his rookie season, a great, you know, rookie head coach that made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You got reliable receivers, and now you got somebody like Mixon. That's going to be they're going to be a fun team to watch. Like, I mean, they were fun last year to watch. So, Yeah, that was it was so much moving pieces around.
Yeah, man. It was just it's like every 10 minutes, like some new notification was coming through. But then you got Hollywood Brown with the Chiefs now.
Like, yeah, that was a big signing.
That was huge. That was huge. Everybody making moves but Dallas.
Everybody making
moves. They're all in, though.
Bro, like, didn't they try and get somebody?
They called me today. I was like, no.
Bro, they're just losing people. They're not even signing. They're just losing people.
They're just losing. They're just losing.
Tyron Smith just went to the Jets.
Losers, bro. Now, Keith, I know you were pretty passionate about this. You said what's going on in Chicago is pretty ugly.
Bro, All right, man. So I'm not understanding. Because if this is the case, I'm going to be pissed for Justin Fields because they literally set him up for failure the last 4 years. They're talking about, so they get DJ Moore. We see what Justin Fields did with DJ Moore. 1,400 yards, like 8 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Three to four different coordinators. All right. In his first game ever, he had to go against Myles Garrett, and they didn't double. They single blocked him all game. Stupid. Toughs it out. And then you go. I think they tried to get a lineman. They might grab a lineman. I don't know. They go get DeAndre Swift. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you swing over and grab Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody talking about, yeah, it's guaranteed they're getting Caleb Williams. I said, wait. So y'all about to get Caleb Williams, but y'all wouldn't do all this for Justin Fields?
Hmm. Because they won't be able to afford them all. Like, if you keep Justin Fields, literally everybody that – you're going to lose a lot of players next year. Like, this will literally – if you keep Justin Fields, this will legit be a one-year thing.
But my thing is, y'all have four. And you didn't set him up, but you're going to set a guy up better than you set your supposed to be franchise quarterback up. I'm not feeling it. Looks like sabotage to me. Straight sabotage. Mm-hmm. Straight sabotage. Y'all can't tell me otherwise, bro. That's straight sabotage. They have 4 years to get it done. They don't want to pay him. They don't think he's good enough. Everybody knows he was in basically a dumpster fire organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the moves y'all should have made 3 or 4 years ago, y'all making for Caleb Williams?
Dang right.
And this hurts Fields' stock dramatically. Like, you know, it'd be one thing. It's like, oh, yeah, that was, you know, he's in a messed up situation, but maybe he can go flourish somewhere else, get the money and everything. And it's like, this hurts him on all ends. Like, where if they do end up getting rid of him, like, where does he go?
I mean, everybody, the crazy thing is all the players say he's good. You have not heard a NFL player say Justin Fields is a bad football player.
Mm-hmm.
People that play against him, you have not. It's the analysts, it's the GMs. Anybody that plays against him says, oh, Fields, yeah, we want him.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a quarterback situation, most teams are saying, and they don't have a quarterback, they're saying, oh, yeah, we want Fields.
You think New England would be a good fit?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, personally, I don't know exactly what their cap situation is and so on and so forth, but if I'm the Jets, I'm looking for Fields.
Facts. Mm. Ashwanda, man, or whatever his name is, the come to light dark man, or I think he in the Illuminati, but that's neither here nor there.
Aaron Rodgers.
I promise you, I think Aaron Rodgers in the Illuminati. Like, bro's a straight loony dude. But yeah, he ain't gonna, bro, he ain't about to do nothing this year.
Hmm. So the Jets would be a good destination. But I don't know if they would trade him in the division to the Vikings. But
well, you wouldn't have a choice because since y'all waited to like hear out or do anything with him, once y'all's pick is up, if y'all sold on Kate, if anything, they put themselves in a bad position because now other teams have the upper hand. Because it's just like, no, if you really want Caleb, you're going to have to use this pick for him. So you're not keeping both quarterbacks. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now his, like you said, in terms of Phil's stock dropping, well, I think that does more damage to the organization because when you could have potentially got a one, like it might be a second and something next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like a second or third this year and a first next year or something like that. But, you know, I just hope he goes somewhere where he can flourish, man.
Yeah, man.
Somebody that respects his talent,
yeah,
and will actually build around. Not last minute and be like, oh, well, we tried. We got you, DJ Moore.
And didn't really try because he had literally a difficult offensive coordinator every year and coach.
Mm-hmm.
And send him to Dallas.
The coach and GM were not the ones that drafted him, if I'm not mistaken.
Nah.
So I think maybe they didn't really want him around in the first place. That's surely what they're acting like, at least. But yeah, like Mac Jones to Jacksonville, I don't know what that is. I mean,
he's a valuable backup.
A high end backup.
It is sad how they're not developing QBs anymore. I will say that. They're really not developing QBs anymore.
Yeah, they just throw them in the fire and be like, hey, we took you early first round. We took you in the first round. Make something happen.
Yep. It's not like how they did Jordan Love.
That's
like, yeah, they had Aaron Rodgers, but he was still developing. And then Jordan Love comes out, has a rough couple games, but then he goes on a run in the second half of the season.
Yeah, you know, people that's just
like you can see the development.
People just like new. Because there's no doubt in my mind, I do feel like Zach Wilson would have been a better quarterback if Rodgers stayed healthy the whole season and then Zach Wilson came in this upcoming year or the year after. But you look at Patrick Mahomes, he sat behind Alex Smith. You got Jordan Love that sat behind Aaron Rodgers. Like,
Yeah, Jordan Love is a perfect example of what happens when you actually invest and develop your quarterback for sure. For sure. That's not a coincidence that he has such a good year.
Maybe you got Jimmy G sat behind Tom. Like, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey. So I know, Coach B, you were talking about, you know, Kenny Pickett. It's like, man, 2 years and it's a backup quarterback for you now.
Yeah, I mean, but that goes to development again. Like, he probably shouldn't have, just because y'all use a mid first round pick for him doesn't mean he should actually be starting. They should have drafted somebody 2 years before Big Ben was about to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what it is, have him sit for 2 years. You're not paying him nothing. Have him sit, have him learn. Develop under Big Ben. Big Ben's eventually gonna retire because his arm was a noodle.
Boy.
So I mean, go from there. But I mean, throwing Kenny Pickett in the fire, and y'all not. I don't know if they're developing. And Matt Canada was a terrible OC, so I don't really fault him for that. The last year,
mm-hmm.
But y'all gotta like. I don't know. It's just development. He probably shouldn't have been thrown in the fire like that. Like,
and this is why you can't draft with your feelings, and you can't draft trying to not stir the pot. Sometimes the pot needs to be stirred, and you need to tell your starting quarterback, get over it. So Aaron Rodgers, like, because if they would have just acquiesced to Aaron, oh, we don't want to rattle the cage, we don't want to make him upset, then they would be out of luck right now.
Yeah, they'd be like the Steelers.
It'd have been like the Steelers, right? Oh, you know, well, Big Ben still got some time. It's like, okay, sure, but what happens next? And so you guys sit Ben down and be like, listen, we believe you're the starting quarterback, but we know that you're not going to be around forever. And so we need to be developing someone behind you That doesn't mean that you're on a short string or short leash or anything like that. That just means that we have to look out for ourselves as an organization. We still believe in you. You're going to be the guy. All right. We just need to help develop someone else behind you.
Yeah.
That's it. And then if he gets upset, then that's on him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Jalen Hurts sat behind Carson Wentz. Boy, come on now.
For a little time being. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Look at him now. Just won an MVP.
Yeah. Like, just. So there's some organizations out there. We talked about a few losers out there, like the Titans, and we'll see what happens with the Falcons. That might work, but because they're in a bad division, that's why I say it might work.
Yeah.
Baker got his paper. So did Mike Evans.
Yep. Shout out Baker, man. Player of the year, if you ask me.
So I'm happy for both of them because I think Mike Evans doesn't get the respect that he deserves, really.
Goat.
Yeah, I thought he was going to bounce.
Yeah. Goat.
Because
I
started looking at his numbers. I was like, man, this dude ain't missed a 1,000-yard season. He had all these different quarterbacks. He had Jameis Winston, who specialized in throwing the ball to the other team, and he still got over 1,000 yards.
Hey, remember, but he did have 30 touchdowns. The 30 for 30 special.
30 for 30.
Literally the definition of canceling your productivity out.
I don't understand it. He's at the Browns. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Browns situation is going to be very, very interesting. Because, I mean, Deshaun isn't jumping off the map, right? He ain't standing out.
Nah.
Yeah, but they stuck with him.
They stuck
with him.
We talked about drafting with your feelings, your emotions. That was an emotional decision. And who took you to the playoffs? Joe Flacco, who you called off the couch.
Wait, who did Joe Flacco sign to somebody? I forgot.
Colts. That's good. That's
really good, especially for a mentor standpoint for Anthony Richardson. See, that's the way you do it. You either have them sit behind or give them a high quality vet.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know who else looks like really stupid? The Giants.
Every day.
Every day. He said every day.
Every day.
Like, how do you?
Every day.
I don't understand. Like, you give all this money to Danny Dimes. You give all your dimes to Danny. And you don't pay Saquon what he wanted. Right? And then you let him go to a division rival. Because you were too stubborn to even make him an offer. Like, that's when I got really upset. They didn't even make Saquon an offer.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. The person I feel sorry for the most is Daboll. Like, management really just hold the hell out of him.
Yeah, man. Like, you got Danny DeVito as your quarterback. Like, that you were more successful with the Daniel Jones.
Bro, they have an elite defense and no offense.
Nothing.
They hoping in a league where points are literally if you scoring, it used to be like early on, if you could get to about 20 to 25, you could get a W easy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you got to get to 25, 30 now, if not more.
Yep.
And you ain't got nobody.
Nobody. Who's in their wide receiving core? Let's talk. Who's there?
Darius Slayton
is the
Isaiah Hodges.
Hodges.
Wandale Robinson, who's not bad, but he ain't great.
Mm-mm.
And then I couldn't tell you they tight end. Darren Waller, who's thinking about retiring.
Yeah. And he can't, he gets hurt a lot too.
Yeah. But I mean, that's pretty much it. Running back. Me.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, this is literally your job. You get paid millions of dollars to put a team together, and you're supposed to be an expert at doing this. And if everyone messes up, everyone's going to miss on a draft pick. They're going to miss on signing a player every once in a while. But, like, for you to be that bad and make that many bad decisions in a short period of time, you don't deserve a job. I hate calling for people's jobs, but you don't need that. That's not for you. That's not your gift. That's not what God purpose for your life is.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
I don't know if the Chiefs can do it, but they need to go get T. Higgins.
Yeah. He would, man. You got him.
Thinking with Mahomes, he might be an all-pro.
All-pro. Like, 1,000-yard receiver. They might have 3,000-yard, if you count Kelsey. They might have 3,000-yard receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I thought, because I was thinking Mike Evans would take a pay cut and go there. That's why I was like, all right, so the Bucs did the smart thing and paid him his money. I just wonder what T. Higgins is looking for, though.
He's just probably trying to get paid at this point.
Yeah, and if he's trying to get paid, it won't be with the Chiefs.
No, nah, because they don't pay their receivers.
Unless they got money. They got money tied up.
Sure, he could go over to the Chargers.
Yeah.
The Chargers need somebody bad. Maybe. Chargers, potentially Buffalo, because honestly, I see Diggs getting out of there.
Yeah. Gabe Davis is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Went down to the Jags.
Yep.
Shoot.
I really don't know anybody
mess
else.
Mess around. He could slide to the Steelers on a low.
You know, I love the way you think, Coach Pace.
I love the same hand rough.
Also, wait. Also, hear me out, though. There's also, what if Philadelphia?
Stop. Man, Philly pulled that off. Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. Philly pulled that off. I'm not watching football.
Listen, if Philly gets T. Higgins, we really are launching.
No, Philly ain't getting no T. Higgins, man.
Like, y'all don't need nobody, first of all.
Clearly we do. Well, actually, we just need a new coordinator. Boy.
Y'all just need a new coordinator. It wasn't a coincidence that you are, when not as good on defense and not as good on offense, you lost both of your coordinators. So
and replaced them with garbage.
Garbage. And somehow that man got another job.
Wait, he got another job?
Didn't the offensive coordinator get another job somewhere?
I know there were talks when I remember there were talks like, oh, such an, I think it was Washington or whatever, there's like interested in him and being a head coach, but we all caught that as him being the token black for their diversity quota.
Yep.
Well, you know, he could also go to Green Bay. Just now think about that. Mm-hmm. They got some weapons, but you know, T. Higgins is a defenseman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got some options, put it like that.
He does. He does have some options.
Especially with Jordan Love.
Ooh. You give him like a big target like that, man.
Because they already got the small targets like Romeo Doubs, Jalen Jahan. No, Dotson. No, is it Jahan? No, I forgot his name. But Jalen Reed. Jalen Reed,
Christian Watson. Yeah, they got a decent tight end. And is it Kraft or Craig Kraft? Like,
yep. But he got hired by Washington.
I thought so. I thought he got a job somewhere.
As an assistant head coach / offensive pass game coordinator. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, that's a we're gonna make a position to hire him.
But he can't dial up a how you gonna dial up a pass play and you can't even run proper screen.
Washington's gonna lead the league in screen passes this year. Let's go ahead and book it right.
I mean, they
for negative yard. For negative yard.
They got the perfect screen pass running back.
Yeah. By the way, what y'all think about Airbnb taking an assistant coach job in the college for UCLA?
The NFL was doing dirty, so he said, let me get up for it. That's all I see that.
I just don't know how he couldn't be a head coach in college. They're just like, nah, you can't. You're just not head coach material.
It makes him look really bad.
For real.
Like, if he went to college to be a head coach and then, you know, put in a couple years, especially because there people the NFL is liking to take head coaches in college like all the time. Every year you see somebody get opportunity. I was like, okay, he gets his head coaching experience. They do pretty well. The NFL is like, okay, he got this. Let's go ahead and bring him back in. It's like you're not answering any questions about that people had about you by being an assistant. Because we already know you can call plays. And your stock got hurt even more by the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl because they proved that they can win without you.
Unfortunately.
So I don't like that for Eric Bieniemy. I don't think that was a smart move.
I mean, I don't think he really had a choice.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I mean, if nobody's giving him an opportunity, it's either that or he was just going to keep bouncing around as offensive coordinator throughout the NFL.
Yeah. The optics don't look great in that situation. But hopefully, he does well at UCLA, maybe gets another opportunity somewhere else in a year or two. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Man. And we ain't even at the draft yet, fellas.
Boy. Man, I don't even, bro. It's too hectic. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Man. Right, it's
Washington don't got a QB.
Nope.
Minnesota not trying to pay their star receiver.
Nope.
He not trying to sign, really, because they ain't got no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what Harbaugh doing, trusting Quentin Johnson as his number one currently.
They still got Mike Williams?
Nope. Cut him.
He's gone.
They cut Mike Williams?
Mm-hmm. He's always hurt.
He is always hurt, but he's really good when he plays.
I mean, I understood keeping Keenan Allen, but y'all got rid of both.
Justin Herbert ain't got nobody to throw the ball to. Lord have
no. Hey, that's what he getting paid $200 million for. Figure it out.
Well, listen, they better reach out to the. Listen, they can go. Oh, they Higgins could be there, or if I'm them, I reach out to the Bills, see if we can get Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know Diggs is going to be like, oh, I want to. Well, maybe he think he could win with Justin Herbert. I don't know how he's going to feel about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Man, they might be calling us here soon.
Nah, for
hey,
real.
Man, I'm available.
I'm like 7-Eleven, always open.
Always open.
Yeah. I'm open right now, and I ain't even put on my pads yet.
Anywhere.
It's going to be a fun year, man. And Madden is going to be weird, bro.
It is. It felt like Madden, like somebody was literally going into Madden and changing all the rosters. That's
what it's like Madden Ultimate Team. Like you just get it. It's fantasy football, bro. And like honestly, I don't even know. Like I'm still trying to mentally see Saquon march out with the team, and I still can't picture it. Like seeing Barkley on the back of his jersey, Eagles jersey, is gonna like throw me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is gonna look weird.
That is.
And like Hurts and Saquon Barkley in the backfield together, like what the heck is going on?
Hey, buy Kyle Pitts stock too. By the way.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Agreed. He got somebody that can give him the ball now.
Like, yeah, and Drake London, Rondell Moore.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts about to be looking like the second coming of TJ Hockenson 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, fellas, I think we got all the big moves in today. Much more to come. We got the NFL draft on the horizon, so we'll be here to cover that as well. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us. And we'll see y'all next week, man. And who knows? Something else may happen next week. It probably is. I mean, we'll be here to cover it right here on the Coach's Box. So on behalf of Coach Pace, Coach Murph, Coach JP3, stay blessed. Stay safe, y'all. Peace.